Welcome back, everyone. We have another wonderful evening, half of a concert left to go, and I have several announcements I want to make. The first is that here at Augusta, we have a vast and efficient communication network. Occasionally, an error is made, and I want to point out to you in your sheet that you got, which is entitled This Week at Augusta, in regards to the silent auction, it says that it will end when the Cajun dance begins after the concert on Thursday night. Actually, that's not true. It will actually end at the end of intermission on Thursday night. You have until then to bid on these items, so do so wisely and take note that that is actually when the auction will end. Also, there is a new event which has not been announced yet, which is, I just found out about it, and it's very exciting. And it reminds me that here in Elkins, I think in the late 1970s, 78 or 79, there came to this town a man named Tom Anderson from the Shetland Islands, wonderful, wonderful fiddle player, and he gave a concert here along with Allie Bain and some other musicians, and we have with us here this week some 14 or 15 fiddlers from the Shetland Islands, young fiddlers, Shetland's young heritage. And they are going to give a concert on Friday night at 6:30 in the lobby of this building from 6:30 until 7:15. Some of you may have heard them at the Ice House last night. They are wonderful, wonderful. They are fiddle players. They are all students of the same man, Tom Anderson, who came here many years ago. So I know you won't want to miss that on Friday night. And now I want you all to help me tell a little story, and it's called That's Good and That's Bad. I'm going to say some things that are either good or they're bad, and if they're good, I want you to say, that's good, and if they're bad, you can say, that's bad. Okay? Now, once upon a time, far off in the beautiful hills of West Virginia, there was a wonderful dance and music and craft camp called Augusta.
That's good.
But it was kind of hard to get to. But once you got there, it was a lot of fun. People danced and sung and did their crafts all day long and had a really good time.
That's good.
But occasionally, after all this fun, the people would get kind of sweaty and smelly.
That's bad.
But they had nice hot showers back at the dorm they could take after they got back home.
That's good.
And then one night at 10 o'clock, all the water for the entire city was shut off. But they promised us that by morning it would be back on again.
That's good.
And that's it. So everyone, I hope you took tomorrow's shower today. Okay, well, our next performers are also members of the Vocal Week staff. They are teaching songwriting here. They are incredibly clever people. They're wonderful, wonderful. They have 8 tapes here for sale. And their latest one is called We Don't Talk About That. They are Lou and Peter Berryman.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. You know, we were listening to that. Tomorrow is supposed to be the big Perseid meteor shower. So if the water doesn't come on tonight, you can always take a meteor shower tomorrow night. Anyway.
Or if you're not a vegetarian, you can take a meat-eater shower.
On with the music. We're having an absolutely wonderful time here this week.
Yeah.
This is our first time here, and we'd like to stay forever. I don't know. We're going to start out with our generic state song. This is for anyone from anywhere.
And it's called Your State's Name Here. Sometimes when the grass is blown by the breeze, there's a faraway look in the leaves of the trees. A memory returns, heartbreakingly clear, of a place I call home.
Your state's name here.
No sky could be deeper, no water so clear as back in the meadows of
your state's name here.
I'm gonna go back, although I don't know when. There's no other place like
your state's name again. Your state's name here,
oh,
again.
What a state been back since
a reasonable date,
where the asphalt grows soft in July every year, in the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
My grandpa would come and turn on the game and fall asleep drinking
your local beer's name,
while grandma would sing in the garden for hours to all of
the names of indigenous flowers.
The songs that she sang were somewhat obscure. She learned from the local townspeople, I'm sure. The language they use is not very clear, like
place a colloquialism right here. Your state's name here, again.
What a state, I have not been back since
a reasonable date,
where the asphalt grows soft in July every year, and the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
I'd love to wake up where
the state songbird
sings, where they manufacture
the names of some things,
like there on the bumper, a sticker so clear, an eye, then a heart, and then
your state's name here.
Whisper it soft, it's a song to my ear.
Your state's name here, your state's name here.
It's there I was born, and it's there I'll grow old, by the rivers of blue and the arches of gold.
Your state's name here, again.
What a state, I have not been back since
a reasonable date,
where the asphalt grows soft in July every year, in the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here.
In the warm summer mornings of
your state's name here. That song always makes me misty. I was born there.
Peter and I like to write a lot of songs that have a lot to do with words and with conversation and things up between people. This next song takes place as a whole conversation. And now for this, we'd like to have you imagine two people sitting down for dinner one night. Now these two people are a couple. They've been living together for a really long time. And you can imagine that they probably had exactly this same conversation over dinner together before. We call this song, Pass the Pepper.
Now I don't think treated lumber's really crucial for the railing. Pass the pepper.
I've been thinking, should we feed the birds or not? Because this year they really need it.
Don't you think we should get cedar instead of pine?
Although it may be hard if we're away a lot.
Although that cedar is expensive, pass the pepper.
Then again, we could leave extra when we're gone, I guess.
But it does hold up good.
This is delicious broccoli salad.
Though it splits a little easy.
Though it needs a dash of pepper, don't you think?
It's better wood.
Pass the pepper.
Pass the pepper.
Dear, nobody else will listen like you do.
So I'll go and buy the cedar.
So I will fill up the feeder.
I'm so glad that I could bounce this off of you.
Say, I tried all by myself to put the wallboard on the ceiling. Is there coffee?
Say, my sister called to say she has the flu and she's too sick for entertaining.
First, I tried to use a 2x4 support.
And Mom and Dad were gonna drop in on them too.
And though I finally put a piece up, is there coffee?
So, of course, I said to tell him, come see us instead.
I gave my dad a call.
How would you like a cup of coffee?
Turns out Mom is coming with him.
We could use a little Sega, don't you think?
The dog and all.
Where's the Sega?
Where's the coffee?
Dear, nobody else will listen like you do.
So my folks are coming Thursday.
So my folks are coming Thursday.
I'm so glad that I could bounce this off of you. Boy, it does depress me lately when I look into the mirror. Where's the napkin?
Dear, I understand we aren't millionaires, but could we get an old piano?
What with all the extra padding on my butt?
Well, I don't know. How could we get it up the stairs?
My face is turned into a biscuit. Where's the napkin?
I suppose we'll have to scrape it down and varnish it.
My hair is lying flat.
Boy, this is really greasy. Pizza.
And it's turning gray in patches.
Anyway, what do you think about it, dear?
I need a hat.
Where's the napkins?
Where's the napkins?
Dear, nobody else will listen like you do.
I feel older every minute.
So I'll go and find a spinach.
I'm so glad that I could bounce this off of you. Dear, nobody else will listen like you do.
Thank you. That song has 850 more verses, in case you'd like. We're going to do a song now that we wrote after. We've written a lot of songs about Wisconsin. This is a song that our neighboring state, Minnesota, asked us to write about them.
We wrote this song for the radio station that Garrison Keillor plays on, or played on in those days, for the show that he started out on early in the morning. We didn't write the melody for this song. We stole it. It's the tune to Chopsticks. But because it's a song about a cold northern state, we call it Chapsticks.
Nisswa, Wasika, Wadena, Sabika, Wyzetta, Zumbrota, Moorhead, Miniota, Sealine, Ely, Waverly, Sheridan, Shakopee, Sleepy Eye, Eveleth, Albert Lee, St. Cloud, St. Clair, St. James, St. Michael, St. Paul, St. Peter, St. Anthony, New Hope, Newport, New Prague, New London, New Ulm, New Brighton, and Albany. Osseo, Cocado, Buffalo, Grand Meadow, Delano, Escobedo, Gilly, Montgomery, Rochester, Royalton, Worthington, Corcoran, Bertha, Bemidji, and Harmony. Delwood, Flatwood, Glenwood, Woodbury, and Blooming Prairie, and Grand Marais. Red Wing, Black Duck, Blue Earth, Browns Valley, and Silicon Valley, and Silver Bay. Eagle Lake, Elbow Lake, Silver Lake, Pryor Lake, Heron Lake, Sturgeon Lake, Battle Lake, Big Lake, Lake Bristol Lake, Elmo Lake, City Lake, Benton Lake, Park, Minnesota Lake, White Bear Lake, Duluth, Laverne, La Sueur, La Crescent, Cologne, Clarissa, now who'd we miss? Goodhue, Fairfax, Good Thunder, Belle Plaine, Bel Air, Minneapolis. Bruton and Brainerd and Marble and Maynard, Edina, Mankato, Lake Roby, Gone, ha ha ha, Maplewood, Mapleton, Maple Lake, Maple Plain, Maple Grove, Mabel, and on and on.
Thank you very much. Now we're going to do Iowa to the tune of Heart and Soul. Oh, yeah, just kidding.
Thank you very much. We're having a great time here in Augusta. Holes in the ozone the size of Brazil. Barges of trash in the chewable breeze. Pools of industrial wasteland pate. Sulfur dioxide dissolving the trees. Pretty soon it will all end with a boom. Why am I painting the living room?
I have the whole day off, 'cause it's a Saturday. There is a bluegrass band somewhere along the bay. Look at the lilacs bloom. Why am I painting the living room?
A pinhead evangelist pays for his sin with a $5 fine for a black-collar crime. Kingpins of industry knowingly nod, just like like Lake Erie, they're 12% slime. They wink at the president too, I assume. And here I am painting the living room.
I hear the bluebirds sing. Don't let the day go by. Look at the blossoms blow over the blue, blue sky. All with a wild perfume. And here I am painting the living room. Why am I painting the living room? 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 I have the
holes in the ozone, the size of Brazil.
Cause it's a
Saturday. Barges of trash in the chewable breeze.
There is a blue
pools of industrial waste fine pate.
Somewhere along
sulfur dioxide dissolving the trees.
Look at the lilacs.
Pretty soon it will all
bloom.
End with a boom.
Why am I painting the living room? I hear the
a
blue
pinhead evangelist
sings
for his
sins. Don't let
with a
$5
fine for a blue collar crime.
Look at the
kingpins of industry knowing they
over the blue,
just like Lake Erie, their
sky
swine.
All with a wild
wink at the president too, I assume.
And here I am painting the living room.
Why, yes, I can see how my tombstone will read. Here lies someone of exceptional worth, though she did not do a lot for her kind or help hold together this crumbling earth. Here lies a woman, they're saying of whom, sure had a good-looking living room.
Why am I painting the living room?
Everybody,
why am I painting the living room? Why am I painting the living room? Why am I painting the living room? Why am I painting the living room?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lou and Peter Berryman. Okay, everybody, you got about 3.5 minutes left. Do you use the bathroom before the water goes off? But don't leave. We barred the doors. You can't get out. Now, here at Vocal Week, you're singing 5-6 hours a day. And keeping this in mind, there is someone on the staff here this week who is serving as kind of like a fine-tuning person for your, if you case, maybe you need a, your voice needs a little maintenance. And this person has been teaching a class in vocal techniques. And she, like our other performers, has a recording out, which is new, and it's called October Child. I've been talking with her backstage. She's a wonderful person, new to Augusta, and I know she's going to bring us something real special. Her name is Ann Hills. Let's bring her out, please.
For those of my students who are in the audience, yes, I did do my warm-ups. I did. And for my stage fright, I've been doing the deep breathing backstage, so we're all set here. I came here from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, via Michigan, where my sister was getting married. I've lived in Bethlehem for about the last 7 years, and about 3 years ago in the paper, there was an article about the last of the silk mills in the area closing down. And I, not being from the region, didn't know the history, but they covered it. In the article, there were about 40 operating silk mills in the Allentown, Bethlehem, Easton area of Pennsylvania. And slowly they all started shutting down. And on the very last day of the very last mill, the reporter from our local paper went and interviewed the owner, Joe Capwell, and Mary Stubitz, the last of the weavers. And the article inspired this song. It's got a chorus you can join in. I guess I I'll teach you the words. On a hot summer night, you could hear these loons. They never shut them down. Weaving and spinning the silken dreams, weaving and spinning the silken dreams of the workers in Allentown. Sing any melody you want, you know. No, just kidding. This here loom is 50 years old. Me and Mary, we're a little older. We've been here since 1918. Now the factory's closing down. This loom came from another mill that was falling into a river. Me and Mary, we came here from Austria together on a hot summer night. And on a hot summer night, you could hear these looms. You could hear these looms. They never shut them down. Weaving and spinning the silken dreams of the workers in Allentown. Ah. Back in the days when I moved here to try my hands as a weaver, we made silk that could circle the world more than 30 times around. We made silk for the Navy flags of the finest Bamberg thread. We made silk that could beat the best. Yeah, that's what we always said on a hot summer night. And on a hot summer night, you could hear these looms. They never shut them down. Weaving and spinning the silken dreams of the workers in Allentown. Oh. Now me. Ones at the factory, sick or expired or just plain tired, all those weavers come and gone. Young folks now, they don't see the sense of a skill whose time is run. Stop the clock and close up shop. This silk mill stays done. But on a hot summer night, you could hear these looms. They never shut them down. Weaving and spinning the silken dreams of the workers in Allentown. And on a hot summer night, you could hear. Thanks. Well, my latest album actually features the songwriting of Michael Smith. You may know him as the writer of The Dutchman, or some of you may have been lucky enough to see The Grapes of Wrath done by the Steppenwolf Company, and he wrote the music to that. And Michael grew up and went to Catholic school. Do we have any Catholics in the audience? Thought I felt a little guilt just floating around. I'm a missionary kid, so I understand about not eating a meal without feeling guilty. So.
To be happy with him.
Thank you. My friend David Roth was here last year, and back in April of last year, David and I were making a trip to from Washington, D.C. to Norfolk, Virginia. And I said, let's write a song. We've got 4 hours in the car. And we just heard the first verdict in the Rodney King beatings. And I brought up a song I'd been trying to finish since meeting Carol Robertson's mother. For those of you that don't know, Carol Robertson was one of four girls killed in Birmingham in the church bombings back in 1963. That's Carol Robertson, Addie Mae Collins, Cynthia Wesley, and Denise McNair. It was Youth Sunday at the Baptist Church, and they had been chosen to usher at the adult service. And they went upstairs to usher, and the bombs went off in the church. And I, there's a little center on the southwest side of Chicago, a family support center named in honor of the girls with Carol Robertson's name, and I had the opportunity in 1988 to sing at a rededication ceremony and meet Carol's mother. And ever since I met her, I was amazed by her grace, what I consider grace. And also in the second verse, we talk about Beulah Mae Donald, who some of you are familiar with, whose son was lynched in 1981, and the Southern Poverty Law Center took the Klan to court and succeeded in winning a suit for $7.5 million against the Klan, breaking the back of the Klan. And her grace was quite astounding at the trial. So David and I wrote this next song. I want you to join me at the end of the song, but I want to tell you that Kim and Reggie Harris, Steve Gillette and Cindy Mangson, Josh White Jr., and David Roth and I put together a taped benefit, the Carol Robertson Center, called That Kind of Grace, and the store here has donated their percentage, and all of the musicians donated their percentage that'll have this song on it. So if you only have $10 to buy one of my tapes, I would like you to get the one that the money goes to the center anyway. So back when Beulah Mae Donald was standing in the courtroom on the last day of the trial, one of the young men who had lynched her son asked the judge to speak to the jury. Some of you know this story, but asked the judge to speak to the jury, and the judge allowed him, and he asked the jury to turn in a verdict of guilty, what the Klan deserved, and he turned to Beulah Mae, who had been listening to all the brutal things that had been done to her son, and he said, I hope you can forgive me for what I did. And Beulah Mae looked at him and she said, son, I've already forgiven you. Sunday morning, Birmingham, quiet in the church. Bombs were planted, house of God, children's blood on the cross. And your daughter, she was one angel without wings. How could anyone forgive those who do such things? And when I sing Amazing Grace, your face is what I see. Friday evening in Mobile, Klansmen killing time. Saw young Michael walking by, he would do just fine. Quiet student, mother's best, pleading for his life. They strung him up to make a point, sharper than a knife. Beulah Mae, his mother, stood, people all around, in the courtroom listening as the truth was found. From her mouth no curses fell, Thursday afternoon in the car. Turn the radio on. The verdict in Los Angeles. Oh, what have we done? Images of violence, yellow, black, and white. 53 dead, billions lost. Who can win this fight? Then on the screen, a face of tears trembling through and through. One we've seen too many times, beaten on the news. I could barely hear his words, full of fear and doubt. People, we can't live like this. We've got to work this out. So when I see Amazing Grace, that face is what I see.
Well, as you may well know, this is the year of the American craft, and here at Augusta, we want to especially celebrate the fact that we have always been a craft center. And this year, once again, we offered a tremendous diversity of crafts, and we want to celebrate and highlight them for a few minutes here. And over on my left, you'll see two pieces. One, a rag rug made by Joanna Erickson, and a woven fabric made by Donna Morgan. And over on my right, you'll see we're gonna present a slideshow of several of the pieces made by two artists. And the first is Anke Blackburn, and these are paper cuttings. The first one is Untitled. And the next one is titled Ancient City, and this was inspired by a fire log, sitting and watching a fire burn. And that's where this unusual piece came from. And the next one is also untitled. And the next one is a farm scene. This is an early work by Anke. And this is a Jacob sheep, a particular kind of sheep.